temperatures, the ravages of nature stop.
The body preserves
until such time, all years, centuries, even millenniums from now, when a cure is discovered, the body is normalized and brought back to life.
It's almost immortality, isn't it?
Exactly, Michelle. That is our ultimate goal. Michelle, you seem to be in such perfect health. If I may ask, what is your medical problem?
My heart, doctor. I've been told my condition isn't critical now, but I shall make my decision about signing in within the next 24 hours.
It's out of the question as far as he's concerned. See, perform me an honor. Well, I gotta go. I'm due back in court.
Thank you.
And if it is murder, I want the cold facts.
Congratulations.
Well, that is good news.
About your father,
Malcolm Craig.
Let's step outside. The baby's sleeping in the front room. What was it you wanted to know?
Well, actually, I'd like to talk to you about his death, but I mean,
why?
This is an official police investigation. Could you tell me, was he living at the Kirk Foundation when he died?
Yes, but he was struck by a hit-and-run driver on his way over here to visit. He stepped off the curb and a car smashed into him. He died an hour later at the foundation.
Was he planning on leaving there?
He was considering it. I wanted him to. I just about had him convinced to leave, and then it happened. If he'd left there a day earlier, he'd be alive today. And no matter what they say, I don't believe he's going to be alive in the future. This investigation, what's it about? The foundation?
Well, if you'll bear with me and give us a little more time, I might have some answers for you, Mr. Sutton. Maybe a lot. Thank you.
How do you find a cure for smashed brains? Now or 1,000 years from now?
Yes, Doctor, so am I. Thank you.
Well, Mr.
McCaslin.
I regret to say,
an independent medical laboratory confirms the Foundation's diagnosis. The belief is that you have a tumor in the pineal gland and that the prognosis is terminal.
Decided to go back to the mainland for a
returned to her hotel last night. She didn't leave word.
It's about time. We had an unexpected power outage in our science building.
Well, lead us to it.
We've got a demonstration starting in less than 90 minutes, and we're operating our backup system. If that should go,
we'll take care of it.
How long do you think it'll take?
Oh, less than an hour and a half. Yeah, check all the lines.
If you need anything, I'll be downstairs on the tree.
Temperature
plus 45. Rising.
Good.
Michelle won't let me give her the injection.
I'll tell you what, nurse, we'll add it to her secretary, all right?
Yes, doctor.
Funny.
When I got his report on the phone, I compared it with the first report from the individual. Steve, how would they get something introduced into her blood?
Well, yes, in a way.
Did you feel anything?
No.
No.
Just
what?
The coldness.
Of course. Of space.
Like outer space.
limbo.
Somewhere between heaven and earth, and waiting and not belonging.
Alone. Nowhere any life. Waiting. Everything frozen. Time frozen. Thoughts frozen. All life frozen. Eternity stopped.
Yes. How did you know? It was just like that, just exactly like that, Miss Shash.
I should know, Mr. Royce. Henri Reynaud faced just such a situation with an amnesiac.
Ah, right. I remember. You got the Edgar Award for the best detective story of the year.
Yes. It was his most successful case.
You should leave them in the shaft.
I'll see you later, Mr. Royce.
Stupid nurse was supposed to have kept an eye on her.
Frankly, Norman, I'm a little more than concerned.
To immediately at the East Gate. Emergency.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Miss Shen, please come with us.
Oh.
Put her in 9C, please.
Yes, sir.
It's about you, of course. I'm sure you both will love being the hero of a bestseller.
Governor, will you excuse me, sir? Shan, enjoyed working with you.
We'll do it again. We must.
Sir? I've been meaning to talk to you about this pet name, Sonny. See, as governor of the state of Hawaii, the name Sonny, no matter how affectionate, somehow is not in keeping with the dignity of the office.
Don't be childish, Sonny.